On.
Good morning. This week we are learning Brachos Daf Samach. This week is sponsored by David and Paula Baumzer and Elmo Construction, as well as Bagel Munch. We are going to start on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. It looks like a lot. Samach Amud Beis, the second half of Samach, is really going to fly. It should be Brachos that we are already familiar with. But we're starting on Nun Tes Amud Beis. We are in the skinny lines. Towards the end of the skinny lines, it says, on the fifth to last of the skinny lines, it says, Islay Ara, that we were discussing the bracha, that the special bracha that you make when it rains, and there were different opinions about whether you should say a hatove hametiv when you see rain, or perhaps you should not say hatove hametiv. Our Gemara is going to discuss how the difference between hatove hametiv and shehechayanu, that hatove hametiv is when it applies to you and also other people, a bunch of people, including you, Arba Simcha. Shehechayanu is when it's just you alone or the only person experiencing Simcha. And so we're going to start off continuing last week's conversation about the bracha that you know if you have a lot of rain, a lot of geshamim. The Gemara had said that if you have land, you say atov yametiv, you say a special bracha atov yametiv because you have land, so you have a lot of simcha. But if you don't have land, leisle ara, you're not going to say atov yametiv. You say a different passage. So Mara now asks, isle ara atov yametiv mevarich? Is that true? You should say atov yametiv if you have land and therefore you got simcha from the rain. What do you mean? But it says v'hatanya b'ana bayis chadash v'kana kelim chadashim. If you built a new house or buy new kelim. Amar Barash Shachan Vigyanu as man hazeh. You say a Shachayanu, but if it's Shalov Shalachirim, Omer Atov Yametiv. If it's just you bought some new stuff, you say a Shachayanu. If it's you and other people are all going to be sharing in those things, you say Atov Yametiv. It's only reserved for when it's you and other people. When it rains on your land, that's a personal simcha. You should say this a Shachayanu. There isn't anybody else who's sharing in that simcha. Mari answers, Lo Kasha, Ha de Isle Shutfus, Ha de Isle Shutfus. If you have a partner with your land, you'll say Atov Yametiv. If not, then you'll say a Shachayanu. The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, as we just said, Katro Shadavar, end of the conversation is that Al Shalohu Umar Shachayanu, you say Shachayanu if it's just yours, Al Shalohu Yal Shalchavero, Umar Barach Hatov Yametiv, if it's yours and a friend and you're all sharing in the Simcha, then you're going to say a Hatov Vehametiv Bracha. This klal of Shachayanu versus Hatov Yametiv comes up in a Shaila Lamaisa that Rav Moshe brings up by buying a car during the 3 weeks. He was asked if you can buy a car during the 3 weeks, where Nohig not to say Shachayanu during the 3 weeks. And Rav Moshe says, it depends. If your car is just for you, you can't buy that car. That's a Shachayanu. You shouldn't say Shachayanu during the 3 weeks. That's a time of Zav Zecher LeChorban. Shachayanu means thank you for bringing me to this day. You're not happy to be during the 3 weeks. If it's a car for you and your whole family, it's going to be a shared car. It's not a Shachayanu. That would be a Tov Ametiv, and you could say a Tov Ametiv during the 3 weeks. That chiluk does come up in many places. Mara now asks, "V'chol heicha de leis la'achrina b'hadei lo mevarech atov yametiv." Mara now questions this whole assumption. Is it true that if it's not shared with other people, then you can't say atov yametiv? Atov yametiv is not said if it's just a personal simcha. V'atanya, but it says in the brisa, "Amru lo yalad yalda isha zachar." If your wife gave birth to a boy, lo mevarech atov yametiv. You say atov yametiv, even though it's your personal simcha, and you say atov hametiv, even though there's nobody else there. The Gemara answers, no, there is another very important party over there. Hasam nami te'ika ishta bahadeh. There's your wife there, who just gave birth to that child. Denicha labazacha, she's also happy to have that baby boy. Therefore, you're saying atov hametiv, it isn't just you, it's you and your wife. You're both sharing in the simcha of baby boy. Our Gemara specifically says a baby boy gets atov hametiv. Mishnah Berurah, as you say, Shechayanu, if you have a girl. Rav Schechter explains that maybe the reason why the Gemara is so focused on why it's a simcha to have a boy is because in the times of the Gemara, before Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, a man can marry many different women. A woman can only marry one man, but a man can marry have many different wives. So if you have a baby boy, the grandkids you can have from that one boy are infinite. From baby girl, it's only going to have one partner. So that's perhaps why the Gemara's times they have that chiluk, but in our times we have equal simcha, no matter what kind of baby we have. We don't have any regrets. The Vir Halacha is a very funny shayla. Vir Halacha asks, let's say I didn't want a boy. I have 5 boys at home. I really wanted a girl, and now I have a boy, and I don't have that same simcha. Do I still say Hatov Yamit? The Vir Halacha leaves that as a suffix. It's is unclear about that that situation. That's very, very, very interesting. Maybe relatable to some families. So right now continues, Tashma, the Gemara is going to ask again, is it true that you can't say Atov Yamitiv if it's just a personal simcha? But look at the following brisa. Mace Aviv Vehu Yorsho. Let's say your father passes away, but you're also going to inherit his whole estate. So you have a mixed emotions over here. So Gemara says you have to make brachos to acknowledge the mixed emotions that you feel. Betchila Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes. First say Dayan HaEmes because your father passed away. Ulvasofu Omer Baruch Atov Yamitiv. And then after you say Atov Yamitiv because in the end of the day you did inherit all of his wealth. So you say, but wait, you're the only person inheriting from your father. It's personal. Mara says, no, it isn't just you. There are also brothers who are also inheriting from the father. And that's why you're going to say, it's not just personal. It's other people who are sharing in that simcha. Another question. It says, Tashma. Following says it in Braisa. Shinu yayin ein l'tzarech levarich. If I make a hagafen on wine and you bring out more wine, you don't make a new hagafen. You're already yotze with the first hagafen, just like for any other food. You make a bracha on one, you bring out another cookie, you still don't make a new bracha, you keep the same bracha. But shinu makom tzarech levarich, if you change places, also true in general by brachos, if you change locations, you have to make a new bracha on the food in a new location. But Amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, there's a unique halacha by wine that af bisha amru shinu yayin ein l'tzarech levarich, aval omer baruch hatov v'hametiv. Even though you don't make a new hagafen on the wine, but you do make a hatovi ametiv. Tosos points out when it's a more chashuv wine, you say hatovi ametiv, and there are other requirements for the hatovi ametiv that's made on wine. It's specifically on wine, Tosos points out, because wine is has multiple qualities. It satiates you, and also it's misameach, and it fills you up. You would not say this if you get a new, more chashuv piece of bread or a chashuv cake comes out. But uniquely by wine, you say hatovi ametiv if you bring out a more chashuv type of wine. And right now is asking, well, I'm drinking alone, and I bring out a new wine. I say hatovi ametiv, it's a personal simcha. That shouldn't be hatovi. That lashon doesn't make sense. The Mari answers again. I'm drinking with other people, with my family, with my friends, and therefore that's why we say atov ametiv when you bring out new wine, and not when you're alone, but only when you're with other people who are all sharing in that simcha. That concludes the shachianu atov ametiv discussion. Mara now shifts to Shechianu when you buy new kelim, you buy new clothing. Which Tosfos points out, Dafka Bagadim Chashuvim, when you buy new Chashuv clothing, like perhaps a suit, things that give you special simcha, you say Shechianu. Mara says, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Ela She'ein Lo Keyotze Behen. Mara is going to have two versions of the following machlokes of Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna says that when you say Ashachayanu, only if you don't already have that beged chashav, that kli, you don't have that suit already in your wardrobe. But if you already have that, you already bought that suit before, you already have that suit in your closet, then you do not require Ashachayanu. It has to be that you never had it before. For Rav Yochanan Amar, Afilu yesh lo keyotze behen tzarech levarich. Even if I already have that kind of suit in my wardrobe, Rashi says perhaps you got it be Yerusha. I never bought a suit before, but I have one from a Yerusha, from an inheritance, then you still would say Ashachayanu because it's your first time buying it. That's Rav Yochanan's Sita over here. If it's your first time buying a suit, that special simcha of buying the suit by yourself, even though I already have one in my closet, I'm buying it for the first time now, then you're going to say Ashachayanu. But Mechla, that implies that now on Samech Amid Aleph, V'chikana v'chazir v'kana, tibbe hakol, ein tzarech levarich. If it's not my first time buying a suit, I already bought a suit before, and now I'm buying another suit, then you would not require a Shecheyanu. That's the first version of Machlokas. Everyone agrees that if I bought it before, no Shecheyanu. Machlokas, if I already have it, but it's my first time buying it, you say Shecheyanu. The Ikad Amri, a second version of the Machlokas. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela shelo kana v'chazar v'kana. When you say Shecheyanu, only if I haven't bought it before. This is Rav Huna now is saying what Rav Yochanan said before. That if it's my first time buying it, then I'll say Shecheyanu. Ava kana v'chazar v'kana, ein tzarech levarich. If I've already bought it before, I'm not going to say Shecheyanu. Shecheyanu is only if I get the simcha of it being my first time buying a suit or a baget chashuv. For Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu kana v'chazar v'kana, tzarech levarich. Rav Yochanan says even is the most machmir, that even if I've already bought it before, I still say Shecheyanu, which sounds familiar to us. I already bought a suit before. I'll still make it a Shecheyanu if I buy a new suit. That gives me simcha. You're still going to say a Shecheyanu, even though it's not my first time buying the suit. That's the second version of the Machlokas, which implies Mechlal, v'chiyesh lo v'kana, d'vei ha'kol, tzarech levarich. If I already have it from a Yerusha, for example, then everyone agrees that you're going to make a Shecheyanu because it's your first time buying it. The Chiddush is that Rav Yochanan says that even if you've already bought it before, you're still going to require a Shecheyanu. Mari now asks Mesbe a question on the two different versions of the machlokas. As it says in the following brisa, it says, "Bana bayis chadash ve'ein lo kayotze behen." You build a new house and you never had one like that before. "Kana kelim chadashim ve'ein lo kayotze behen." Tzarech levarich or kelim chadashim that you didn't have before that requires a shecheyanu, but yesh lo kayotze behem ein tzarech levarich divir Rav Meir. But if you don't have it from before divir Rav Meir, then you would not require a bracha. If you don't have it, you make a bracha. If you've had it before, before, then you're not going to require a bracha. To Rav Meir, that sounds like the first Rav Huna that we had on the bottom of the Testament base. And Rav Yehuda Omer, Benkach, Ubenkach, Tzarech Levarich, even if you already have it before, it sounds like Rav Yehuda's Shita is, as long as it's your first time buying it, which is what we had originally, the first version of this Machlokes, that if it's your first time buying it, then that's what Rav Yehuda says, you're going to require a bracha. But which makes sense according to the first version of the Machlokes. This aligns perfectly with the first version of Machlokes we had on the bottom of the Testament base. Bishlam alon lesh nakama, Rav Huna ki Rav Meir, Rav Yochanan ki Rav Yehuda. Each shita aligns with one of the other shitos. Ela lesh nabasra. And lesh nabasra, we had a Rav Yochanan who said, even if I've already bought it before, which again, we are familiar with, I've already bought a soup before, I'm still going to say a shechianu, that shita is nowhere in this mace that we just quoted. Bishlam Rav Huna ki Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna can align with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yochanan, who said that even if I already bought it, I'm still going to make a Shechayanu, there's no Shita like that in the Mesve. The Amar Kaman, Loki Rabbi Meir, but Loki Rabbi Yehuda, because they both agreed, apparently, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, if I've already bought it before, I'm not going to say a Shechayanu. So Amar Lachar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to respond to you, no. Hu Hadin Rabbi Yehuda, Kana V'chazer V'kana, Nami Tzarech Labarich. Rabbi Yochanan would say, I actually do align with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't so clear about it, but in reality, Rabbi Yehuda would actually agree that even though I've already bought this clay before, I already bought a soup before, I'm still going to require a shecheyanu. Why didn't he say that? Why does he only argue at the case of where I had it before, but it's my first time buying it? Our Mishnah, our Baisa is trying to teach the Chiddush of Rav Meir, who is the Mekel, who doesn't require a bracha, that afilu kana the yeshlo ein tzarech levarich, that Rav Meir is so machmir, or so Mekel, that there's no shecheyanu required if I don't, as long as I already had it before. And of course, if I already bought it before, I'm not gonna make a shecheyanu. We're trying to show how makel Rav Meir is. Rav Meir says that there's never gonna be a shecheyanu, even if I just got it by Yerusha, it's my first time buying it. Rav Meir says you're not going to say a shecheyanu. We're trying to show how makel Rav Meir is. Why don't we try to show the chiddush Rav Yehuda? Show how machmir Rav Yehuda is, that he requires a shecheyanu, even though I've already bought it. It. The Gemara says, Koach de hetera adifle, we prefer to show the more makel shita. That it's not so easy to be makel. To be machmir is usually simple. You just say, sometimes Elchel Shabbos Shaila, you just say, just don't do it. Right? Just saying, just don't do it is the easy way out. But to be makel, you have to actually know what you're talking about. So we prefer to show the chiddush of the makel as opposed to emphasizing the chiddush of the machmir. That's as difficult as today's daf is going to get. The rest is really smooth sailing. The Gemara says, "Mevarich al hara'a v'chulei." That.
No, it says here, as a phrase, you buy the kind of v'chaza. It doesn't say about wearing it. You know, sometimes I think it's make the bracha usually like when you.
In terms of when you make the bracha, yeah. So I think.
But here it says you're buying it. It doesn't come away. It says you're buying it, returning it, buying it. Those ones you have it. Is there any insight on that?
Yeah, I think in general, I think that the if you look at like the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that the Shachanu was made on the buying, when you buy something, but the minhag is to make the bracha when you actually wear something. So I think the Gemara's terms that the simcha is in actually like buying something, when you buy it, when you swipe your credit card, maybe that's not even buying it. When you give the cash, that's a shechianu, that's that simcha. But I think we usually think in modern times that the simcha is in actually wearing it.
Maybe you should do it twice.
Two shechianus.
One when you buy it, because now you have possession of it, and one when you actually put it on. You may have grown out of the size of it already.
Right. So now the Gemara continues from a case in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that you make a bracha on ra'a, which our Gemara is going to explain, that let's say something bad happens to me. So if something bad happens to you, say a dayan ha'emes. Let's say it's something that's bad, but it's going to end up being good. Or if it's good, but it's going to end up being bad. So the Gemara Mishnah had said that you make a bracha based on what happened right now. So let's give an example. The Gemara says, hechi dami. What's an example of a thing that's going to be bad right now, but it's going to be good eventually in the future? Kegon deshakal berka be'are. If there was a flood in your field and now your field is ruined, afagav detava hiladidei. We know it's going to be good in the future. Demuska ara sirton veshivcha. It's going to make it more fertile for future planting. Still hashta mihara. Of the day, right now it's bad, so you would still say a dayan ha'emes, even though in the future it's going to end up being good. And we also have the reverse case, ba'ala tova v'chulei, that hey, the case when it's going to be good now but bad in the future, what's that case? You go into ishkach metzia. You found a lost item on the floor, afagav the ra'ah hila today, even though it's going to be bad in the future, what could be bad about finding a lost object? To ishama ba'malka, in those times, if the king hears that you found something, something and you didn't bring it to the king, shakal amina, he's going to take it away from you and perhaps you get punished. It could be really bad in the future. But still, right now it's good. So ashamina tavahi, right now it's good. And if you're going to say right now, even though in the future it could eventually be not too good. Really? That's wild.
No, I think the government will force a sale or something like that. they'll buy it from you, but you have to.
Right, purpose. There you go. So you would still say, "Hey, hatov amita." Okay. So now the Mishnah had said, it was talking about if your wife is pregnant and you say, oh, Hashem, it should please be a boy or it should please be a girl, how is it tefillah shav? That's a tefillah shav. It's an inappropriate tefillah because it's already, whatever happened. You shouldn't daven for things to change al pinis. That is an inappropriate tefillah. And Gemara now has a very interesting conversation about Leah's tefillah, which we are mostly familiar with. The Gemara says, v'lo nahani rachmi, is that true that you can't daven for what kind of child you should have, a boy or a girl? Master of Yosef. It says, "Va'achar yolda bas v'tekra es shema Dina." Leah had a daughter, and he named her Dina. My va'achar. What do you mean after? After what did Leah have a daughter? Amarav la'achar shedana Leah din be'atzma. After Leah evaluated and she did this cheshbon, this math in her head. Va'amra yid beis shvatim asid latitz mi Yaakov. There are going to be 12 shvatim, 12 boys from Yaakov. Shisha yatzim emeni. I already have 6. Leah says, "Va'arba min ashvachos," and the shvachos already have 4. Hari asara. That's 10. Simple math. 6 plus 4. Is 10. There are 2 more boys left to be born. Im ze zachar. Leah says, if I have a boy, then there's only going to be 1 more boy left. And Rachel doesn't have any kids yet. Lo tehe achusi Rachel ka'achas ha-shvachos. Rachel's going to only have 1 boy, and the shvachos have 2 boys. So you're going to have less than the shvachos. So Leah felt bad for what happened to Rachel. And miyad nevcha lebas. And immediately, her child that Leah was supposed to have turned into a daughter. Dina, and that's why she called the name Dina, because she was done din ba'atzma. So we see that you could daven. You're allowed to daven. Leah was able to daven to change what her baby should be, a zachar or an akeva. So why does our Mishnah say it's a tefillah shav if we see that Leah did exactly that? She changed her boy into a girl. So Gemara says, first answer, ein maskirin ma'isanisim. That was a miracle. That happens to people like Leah. Most of us are not like Leah, and therefore we can't go and daven for these things, but Leah was a unique situation, so she's allowed to daven for Nisan. Second answer, Ibais Ema, Maisa Deleah, Besoch Arbaim Yom Hava. When Leah daven, that was within 40 days, and even for us, apparently, within 40 days, one is allowed to daven for what type of kid they're going to have. Kidatanya, it says in the Braisa, Shoshiyam Rishonim, after the first 3 days of conception, Yivakesh Adam Rachamim Shelo Yasriach, or that he should daven that they should conceive, that the sperm should not be Masriach, and it should be able to successfully to fertilize and create a child. Mishlosha Va'ad Arbaim, from days 3 to 40, Yivakesh Rachamim Sheyehe Zachar, you can daven that it should be a boy if you want a boy. From days 40 until 3 months, Yivakesh Rachamim Shelo Yehe Sandal, you should daven that there shouldn't be any complications with the pregnancy, as Rashi says that they assumed in those times that what if your wife gets pregnant again while she's already pregnant? They're going to be 2 babies inside of her, they're going to mix with each other, and that could be very dangerous. So if you're concerned about that, you're allowed to daven for that until the 3 months. After 3 months, don't go davening for that, guys. But from 3 months to 6 months, then you should daven until 6 months that the baby she shouldn't miscarry. From months 6 to 9, should be a nice, peaceful birth, and there shouldn't be any complications. So here we see that you can daven for this week of Zachar and Akeva within the first 40 days, and that's what Leah did, and that would not be a problem. Amima hani rachmi, but is that true that you can just daven for these things? Isn't it already, isn't it like a factual determination whether it's going to be a boy or a girl? V'hamar Rav Yitzchak be'edur Rav Ami. If the man emits seed first, it's going to be an Akeva, and if the woman emits seed first, it's going to be a Zachar. Different attempts to explain that scientifically, but the Gemara assumes that both the man and the woman are both contributing something to this child. If the man's first, it's going to be a girl. If it's the woman first, it's going to be a boy. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ishak, he says Ria, the Yalda Zachar. So we see if it's she's Mazria, it's going to be a Zachar. So Gemara's question is, how can I daven for whether it should be a boy or a girl? Isn't that already determined from the moment that they conceive the child? It depends on who was first. So Gemara says, Dacha Mayaskinon, Kigon Shehezriu, Shneim, Babas Achas, are talking about when they're both Mazria, Babas Achas at the same exact time. then it's undetermined, and therefore a tefillah would be able to determine whether it's a boy or a girl, but only until the first 40 days. So we'd asked about Leah, how can she daven to change from a boy to a girl? The Gemara had answered, either she's unique because she has miracles happen for her, and we don't have miracles happen for us, or because it was in the first 40 days, in a case of where they were both Mazriya Bavaz Achaz. Yeah.
Is that here you would almost think it should be the opposite order, that if the man is tefillah being mazoreah, that should then lead to a boy, but
right.
Here it says that it would lead to a girl.
Right.
And when all the emphasis is on the zachar, you would think, it would be the reverse.
Right? Yeah.
If it emits first theoretically, then that should be a girl in the other way.
Right. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. I mean, it could be. This from the pasuk says that Isha kisizriya v'alda zachar, that if she's mazriya, that's going to be a zachar. Maybe that's probably the basis for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. What does come up, which applies to a very fascinating halachic shayla, is by the shayla, this, and it's a garata, but this could be applied to the shayla of surrogacy. If you have a surrogate mother who's carrying, so you have a couple who can't carry the child to term, so you have the real genetic material of the husband and the wife, and they put it into a surrogate mother. So the shayla is halachically, who's the mother, who's halachically the mother of this child? Does it go by the birth mother, the one who birthed the child, the surrogate mother, or does it go by the genetic mother, the biological mother who genetic material contributed to this child to being born? If the surrogate is not Jewish, so what's the status of this baby? And for Mamzeris, then it's to know who the mother is. So some want to apply our Gemara based on our Gemara that seems like Leah Davin and it changed. She was supposed to have one child and change it to another. Targum Yonasan on Parshas Vayetze clarifies actually Leah was pregnant with a boy and Rachel was pregnant with a girl. At the same exact time, they're both pregnant. And then Leah Davin and Hashem switched the fetuses. Hashem switched the Uber from Leah into Rachel and from Rachel into Leah, which sounds like perhaps like a surrogacy shayla, where the genetic material of Rachel created Dina, and then Leah was the birthing mother, and we know Dina as the daughter of Leah. So perhaps that's a proof, if you want to bring a proof from Agatha, that Leah, who's the birth mother, is considered the mother of Dina, and therefore the surrogate mother, the birthing mother, should be the halachic mother of the child. But perhaps if also some would say the opposite from this shayla also, because the Tur as a commentary on the Torah, besides for the Bala Turim, which is a much shorter gematria focus Pirish, there's a Tur Ha'aruch. He has a longer commentary on this on Chumash, and the Tur asks a child that many ask about the Chazal say that Shimon married Dina. Mm-hmm. How could Shimon marry Dina? Aren't they siblings? Wasn't his sister. Because Dina, Leshi, was born by Leah, but whose genetic material? That was really from Rachel. Shimon's not marrying, she doesn't share a mother with Dina, because Dina is actually from Rachel. So two different sides of this, whose mother is Dina? Is it Rachel or is it Leah? She has a genetic material of Leah, of Rachel, but she was birthed by Leah. So the Torah says that since you go by the genetic mother, Dina isn't sister, the Shimon, because Dina's mother really is Rachel. So different sides of it. Most poskim would say, we don't learn halacha from the Agartha, and there are other Gemaras which relate to that Shaila. There are different sides of the spectrum, I think, for the poskim, whether it goes by one mother or the other. I know Shlomo Zalman says we go l'chumra by both. So if either the birth mother or the genetic mother was not Jewish, we'd require a gerus, but there are serious Shailas in terms of whose siblings and what family they are in terms of Amziris. The last interesting comment is from Yaakov Kamenetsky, because on his Parash HaLaTorah on Emes LeYaakov, he points out that the very fact that Yosef was supposed to be a girl and ended up being a boy, and Dina was supposed to be a boy and ended up being a girl, is actually manifested in the way that they acted. We still find remnants of these qualities that Yosef had some feminine qualities. Because also Yosef was he was doing some feminine, he was looking in the mirror and playing with his hair. And Dina, it says, Vatitzi Dina, that Dina went out. Chazal said that Dina was a Yatzanis. Dina was going out, which is perhaps a more manly thing to do, to be walking around, and that's also perhaps because she was supposed to be a boy. Really wild, fascinating stuff from this very interesting Gemara. But let's move on. We have a lot to do. Haya ba baderech. Sorry, that's like I get carried away with this stuff. Haya ba baderech. So let's say you're going on the road. The Gemara is going to just tell what the case is. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'isa v'hil hazakin. Haya ba baderech. Hil hazakin was walking on the road. V'shama kol tzvach habeir. He heard that was a cry coming out from the city. Amar muftach ani she'ein ze besoch beisi. That must not be from my house. He had bitachon that if someone's in trouble, it's not from me because Hashem is going to protect me. V'alav akaz of Omer, as the pasuk says, mishmua ra lo yira. You shouldn't be afraid of a shmua ra, of something bad that you heard. Nachon libo batuach ba Hashem. As long as you have bitachon in Hashem, therefore you don't have to be afraid of anything. And Amar Rava, Rava clarifies, kol hecha de darash de lahai kra, you can darash in this pasuk in either direction. Me resha la seifa midrash, and me seifa la reshe midrash. You can darash from the beginning to the end, and from the end to the beginning, as we're going to explain. Me resha la seifa midrash, you can read the pasuk right from beginning to end, and explain as follows. Mishmua ra'a lo yira, ma ta'am, why shouldn't you be afraid of shmua ra'a? Because nachon li ba'baturach ba'Hashem, because you have bitachon ben Hashem. But also the reverse, me seifa la reshe midrash, from the end to the beginning, you could also read the pasuk that way and darshan in that way. That nachon libo batuach b'Hashem mashmua ra lo yira. If you have bitachon, then you won't be afraid. So that pasuk can read in either direction. Hahu Talmida, the Havaka Azil Basre, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, the Talmud was following Rabbi Yishmael, Beshuka the Tzion in the Shuk of Tzion, and Chazya the Kamafchid. He said that this Talmud was afraid. He was uncomfortable. Amalei, he asked the Talmud, Chata'at, are you a sinner that you're afraid? The pasuk says, Pachtu b'tzion chata'im, that the sinners are the ones who are afraid. Why are you afraid? That you shouldn't be afraid. Amalei, the Talmud says back to him, V'haksiv, Ashrei Adam mefachei Talmud. Pasuk says in Mishle, that praiseworthy is the one who is always afraid. Mara says, Amalei, Hahu midivrei Torah ksiv. That's only in divrei Torah. As Rashi says, you should always be afraid with divrei Torah that you're going to forget your learning. You should always be chazering, that you should have this fear that you're not going to retain all that you learned. And that's what the pasuk refers to, but not a general fear about life. You shouldn't be paranoid, but about divrei Torah, you should have that to be mechazik yourself in chazara. A similar story again. Yehuda bar Nasan had a shakil ba'azal basre Rav Hamnuna. Yehuda bar Nasan was traveling after Rav Hamnuna and Isnach, and he groaned. Amar le yisurim ba'i. Do you want suffering to come onto you? How Gavra, do you want Yisurim? The Asuya Nafshe to come onto yourself, the Ksif Kipacha Pachatani, the Ya Asayini, the Asuya Garti Yavoli, that if you fear, then it's going to come upon you, and you're going to have Yisurim come on you if you groan and you show some Pachad, the Haksiv Asuya Adam Pachitamid. And the Yehuda Menasem responded, what do you mean? The Pasuk said you're supposed to be afraid. When he responded, or Huna responded, Ahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv, that's with Divrei Torah, you should be afraid with Divrei Torah, but not in general. You should be Tachon in life like Hillel Hazakin. Mark Mishnah continued, Hanichnas Lekrach, a special tefillah you should say when you're entering into a village, which perhaps can be dangerous. Tana Rabbanan, Biknisaso Mahu Omer, what tefillah do you say when you enter? As you're about to enter, Yehi Ratzon Lefanacha Hashem Elokai, Shakni Seni Lekrach, Hazel Shalom, I should enter into this village with peace. Nichnas, after you've already entered, what do you say? Omer, Modin Lefanacha Hashem Elokai, Shech Nisasani Lekrach, Hazel Shalom, Hashem, thank you for letting me enter into this place, B'Shalom. Bikish, let's say you're ready to leave. So what do you say? Omer Yiratzon Lefanacha Hashem Elokai, Elokai Avosai, Shetotzieni Mikrach, Hazel Shalom, I should leave this krach with peace. Yatzel, after you've left, what do you say? Omer Modin Lefanacha Hashem Elokai, Shehotzieni Mikrach, Zel Shalom, that I was able to leave this place with Shalom. Ukashim Shoshani Lashalom, Kachali Chini Lashalom. Just like I left with peace, I should also continue to go on my road with peace. This Mechini Shalom, the Tatirene Shalom, Tatilini Mikach, Kol Oyeva Oyeva Baderech, Hashem should support me and direct my steps with Shalom, and it should save me from any enemies that are on the road. A lot of this sounds similar to what we had on Daf Chav Tes and Lamed about Tfilas Haderech, which we had earlier in the Masechta. Amar Rav Masna, when do you say this tefillah? Lo shanu ela bekrach she'ein danin v'horgim bo. Only say that in a village where they kill people without giving them a proper judgment. You don't get to go to court and have a full legal process, and then it's going to be very dangerous, and they kill people without any logic or reason. Then you should say this tefillah, so you should be protected. Of bekrach she'danin v'horgim bo leis lan bav. If it's a place where they first would judge you and give you a proper din, then there's no fear, and you would not have to say this tefillah. It could be another version of Rav Masna. Amar Rav Masna, afilu b'krach shadanan v'horgin bo, even in a krach where they do give you a proper din, still you should say this tefillah, because there is a fear. There's a sakana. Because zimnin to lo mishami le inish, the yalaf le zechusa. You may not get a good lawyer to fight for your side, and so therefore you should still say this tefillah. Mariana continues with tefillahs you should say when you enter a sakana, as it says that by a base hamerchatz. When you enter into a bathhouse, there is a level of sakana. As Rashi explains, that the whole underneath the bathhouse was like a lot of fiery, hot water, and therefore it was dangerous to be walking around on the ground that's right beneath it is a lot of water. Marasha says perhaps in the bathhouse, because you're not wearing any clothes and you don't have any mitzvot, you don't have your tzitzis on, which is remnant of David HaMelech, who also had that same fear about being naked of mitzvot in a base hamerchatz. So what's the tefila? Tana Rabbanan. Hanichnas Beis Hamerecha. It's Omer. Yiras Malafanacha. Hashem Elokai. Shtatzileni Mizeh. Hashem should save me from this. Umikayotzeba from other similar things. Va'al Ye Arabi Dever Kal Kalava Avon. I shouldn't have any bad thing happen to me. Ve'mi Arabi Dever Kal Kalava Avon. Something bad does happen. Pe'mi Tasi Kapara L'Chol Avonosai. If I die here, it should be a kapara for all of my sins. Amar Abaye. You shouldn't say that. Lolei Me'enesh Hachi. You shouldn't say if I die here. You shouldn't open up your mouth to the Satan, as we had earlier on Daf Yates. You should not open your mouth to the Satan. You shouldn't say, "Oh, if the, I hope this bad thing doesn't happen to me." Once you say it, the Satan's gonna do it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, my crow is the source of this. Dichsev kimat kistom haynu la'amora. That we had said that we'd be compared ourselves to Sodom. And Maya Harlu Navi, what did the Navi say immediately after that? The next pasuk says, Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitsine Sodom. We compared ourselves to Sodom, and the very next pasuk we're called Sodom, that we're referred to as the leaders of Sodom. So if once you say something, it ends up coming true. So you shouldn't say bad things are going to happen to you, because then ultimately they may or may not happen, Chas V'Shalom, if the, because you're Atav Tachpeh L'Satan. So the tefillah you're supposed to say in the bathhouse, we had said maybe you should say, if I die, it should be a kapara. And the Rabbi said, don't say that. You shouldn't say bad things are going to happen to you, because that could be dangerous to say such a thing. Ki nafik my amar. What do you say when you leave the bathhouse? Amar avacha, modin lefanacha Hashem alokai. Thank you, Hashem. Sheitzatani min ha'or, that you saved me from the fire. Rabbi Avo, wild story. Rabbi Avo, all the babe nay, Rabbi Avo went to the bath house, and ifkis, it happened to him. The ground crashed in. Ifkis babe nay misuse. It fell in from beneath him. The ground started to crash. It started to crumble. And esrachich leinisa, a miracle happened, that kom al amuda. He stood on a pillar that was not broken. Shaziv meyo v'chad gavrei b'chad evrei. And he was able to hold 101 people with one arm. Rashi adds to the drama. It was like, he held on to one guy's hand, and that guy had another guy's hand. There's a whole link of people. 101 people, it's like from like a scene from a movie, and he's able to hold on to all of them with only one arm. But that's that could happen, so that's what you have to say, Abacha, go to the bathhouse. Amar Hanadir Abacha, the Amar Abacha, Hanichnas Haik is Dam. This is similar to where Rav Acha says you should say a bracha when you go to Pimakizam to go to do bloodletting, which can also be dangerous. But you should say, Yitam Lafanacha, Shamalokai, Shaye, Asek, Zelila Refua, Vetir Pa'ini. Hashem, this should be a good, this should be a refuah for me. Kil karofe ne'emon ata, because Hashem is the true rofe. For refuah's ka'emes, Hashem's refuah is truth. Lepisha ein darkon shel b'nei adam l'rapos, as Rav Acha says, the tefillah you should say is that really it's not our place to be involved in refuah. Man shouldn't be healing people. It should be Hashem. Hashem is our healer. Ela shenagu. But at the end of the day, that's what we do. Our minhag is to have doctors, and so that's what we do. But we thank Hashem when we do something. It's medical. We should say this tefillah to acknowledge that Hashem is the true rofe. It's actually in Shulchan Aruch, when you say before you take medicine, you should say this Yehiratzon. That's a nice thing to say. Mar Bacha had said that we shouldn't be doing refuah; that should really be Hashem's Elishanagu. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do? People do this. That's the minog. Amar Abaye, right? It's not like that. Lo le me'enishaki. Don't say that we shouldn't be doctors and Hashem should be the rofe, but we do it anyway. The time Rabbi Deir Yishmael in this past week's parsha, yesterday in parsha Mishpatim, v'rapo yirape mikasha nitna rishus la rofe la rapos. Hashem gave rishus permission to be doctors, and if we should, and we should dafka go to our doctors to get healed. Kikai Mayomer, what would you say after the bloodletting? You should say afterwards, Amar Avacha, Baruch Rope Chinam, blessed is Hashem who freed me, who healed me for free. So from this, it's a very, what was the Havmina? Without this pasuk, I would have thought that I can't go to doctors. What would I have thought without this pasuk? Rashi says that I would have thought without this pasuk, you can't go to a doctor, you should daven, as we were saying. Hashem is a true doctor, you should open up your tehillim instead of going to a doctor. Earlier we had Rav Yehuda, Rashi explained about Chizkiyah hid the Sefer HaRefuos, which Rashi also explains over there. There was a book which had remedies in it, and Rashi said that Chizkiyah hid it because he wanted people to daven. So that's one approach that the Havmina was, that you can't go to doctors at all, Kamash Blan, that you could. Tosfos will say, maybe I can only go to a doctor if someone hurt me. If a person hurt me, then I can go to a doctor to have a person heal me. But if it's an internal disease that Hashem hurt me, then maybe who's the doctor to go and change what Hashem wanted to happen? That was the Havmina, Maskana, Ezra, Poyer, Poyer, that you could go to a doctor. There's a, that Ibn Ezra says in this pasuk of Poyer, Poyer, that even in the end of the day, that you can only go to a doctor for external wounds and not for internal wounds. That's what the Ibn Ezra suggests over there. And there's a classic Ramban al Torah on Parshas Bichu Kosai, where the Ramban suggests that perhaps the Gemara doesn't say that a chole has rishus, Gemara says that a rofe, a doctor has rishus to heal. Doesn't say that a sick person has rishus to go to the doctor. And Ramban says that it sounds like that ideally, in an ideal world, Hashem would provide us with everything that we need, and Hashem would heal us when Hashem decides to heal us, and we wouldn't go and getting involved in teva. But unfortunately, since we have gone and we've submit ourselves to teva, and we go to doctors, so Hashem put us into that reality. But in Hashem's ideal world, the Ramban says, we wouldn't go to doctors, and perhaps it's a bad thing that we do. But many of the later Mefarshim explained that the Rambam was talking about a different life, a different time when people were on a loftier level and a higher madrega, and that's why he had such high standards, but he would not say that for perhaps even his time. The Ramban himself was a doctor. So Ramban would agree that now there is a mitzvah to go to a doctor, as many of the later Mefarshim explained. The Ramban is often quoted as being, oh, don't go to doctors. Maybe that was a hot topic during COVID, but Baruch Hashem, it's not as heated right now. Gemara continues on Samach and Beis Hanichnas LaBeis HaKise. When you go to the bathroom, the Gemara assumes that you have Malachim following you around all day. That sounds great. And when you go to the bathroom, the Malachim can't go into the bathroom with you. So what should you say to those Malachim? Hiskabdu Mechubadim Kedoshim Meshar Se Elyon. You should have I honor you who worship Hashem. Tenu Kavod LeLokei Yisrael. Give honor to Hashem. Harpu Mimeni. But you should leave me as I'm about to enter into the bathroom. Acha Ekanes VeEser Ratzoni VeAvor Aleichem. I'm gonna be right back after I go to that. I'll come right out afterwards and I'll come back to you. That's the tefillah you should say. So to Malachim, we don't say this because we aren't as aware of the Malachim that follow us around apparently every single day. But Amar Abaye, Olim Enishaki, you shouldn't say that tefillah because Dilma Shavki Lehuva Azi, maybe they're going to leave you and they're not going to come back and you want the Malachim to come back. Elalim, you should say the following tefillah. Shimruni, Shimruni, Ezruni, Ezruni, Samchuni, Samchuni, Hamtinuli, Hamtinuli. Malachim, you should wait right here outside the bathroom and protect me and support me and help me. And Ache Ekanes Fe'etze, and I'm going to come right back, come right out in a few minutes. Kain Dark and Adam. That's what people do. So a different tefillah, say the Malachim. You should ask them to wait for you so that they don't just leave you. Ki nafik. Now what we are familiar with. When you leave the bathroom, what do you say? Omer Baruch Hashem Yatzares HaAdam Chachma. Hashem created man with Chachma. Uvaravon Nekavim Nekavim Chalolim Chalolim. Hashem created within us Nekavim holes and Chalolim cavities. Goliv Yarul Afnei Chisei Chvodecha Shemi Pasech Chan Meyem. Omer Sasei Mechan Meyem. Hashem would open up any of the cavities or seal up any of the holes. Iyav Shalom Lefanecha. I wouldn't be able to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bracha of Hashem Yatzar, which we are familiar with. My chasim, what is the conclusion of that bracha? Amar Rav, rofei cholim. Rav says you should end up with rofei cholim. Amar Shmuel, what do you mean? We're not all sick when we go to the bathroom. Kashavinu abba lekulei alma kitziri. You're equating everybody to sick people. Most people who go to the bathroom aren't necessarily sick. Ela rofei kol basar. You should say that Hashem is rofei kol basar. Hashem heals everybody. Rav Shishas Amar, mafilasos. You should think Hashem who does wonders. And Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Nemino Lutravayu, Rav Papa then says, therefore you should say both of the formulations, Rofei Kol Basar U'Mafli La'asos, that Hashem is Rofei Kol Basar and Mafli La'asos, which is very like Rav Papa. We had a lot recently. Rav Papa always does that. We had by the Bracha on the Rainbow, and earlier in Masechta by Brachos on Talmud Torah. A lot of different cases where Rav Papa basically says, we have a lot of different shittos, and therefore we should combine all the shittos and follow everybody. Marinak continues with other brachos that we are familiar with. Hanichnas lishon amitaso. If you go to sleep, Omer Mishma Yisrael ad v'hayam Shema. You say the first paragraph of Shema. The Omer, the bracha of Hamapil. Hamapil chavle sheina aleinayus tamam lafapai. That Hashem puts the sleepiness on my eyes and my eyelids. Omer leishon basayin. Hashem illuminates my eyes as well. Yitzan lofanecha Hashem alokai. Hashem shatash kivinu lishalom. Hashem I should go to sleep with peace. Between chelki b'zar osecha. V'tagilinu lidei mitzvah. I should get used to mitzvos. V'al tagilinu de avira and not averos. V'al to be any lidei chet. And I shouldn't be accustomed to chet, or any other sins, or nisyonos, or bizyonos. Yitzhar Tov should have control of me and not the Yitzhar Hara. Hatileni mi pegara umechalayim ra'im. Hashem should save me from any evil mistakes I could make or from diseases, evil diseases. V'ayavahaluni chalamos ra'im mehorim ra'im. I shouldn't be disturbed by having bad dreams or evil thoughts. Odemi tasi shamalafanecha. My bed should be complete before you, which Rashi says you should have all my kids should be tzadikim and no rishayim. V'heri nai penish ranamaves. And I should awaken. I shouldn't face Misa in my sleep. Baruch Hashem, Hameir La'olam, Kulo Bechvado, Baruch Hashem, who illuminates the entire world. That's the bracha of Hamapil. And Mara immediately goes into, remember we had a back when we discussed brachas milcha lechaverta. And that mem vav, we discussed about how you always have you should always start off a bracha with a baruch, and if it doesn't start with a baruch, it's because it's immediately preceded by a different bracha that did start with baruch. And we asked, but what about Elokai Neshama? Elokai Neshama doesn't start with the baruch. Which bracha immediately precedes it? So some say Asher Yatzar, and others, the Meiri and the Ravid over here, say that the hamakil from the previous night is the initial bracha, that Elokai Neshama is following that, and there's no baruch in Elokai Neshama because it piggybacks on the baruch from hamakil from the night before, which reads smoothly in this Gemara, where the Gemara immediately goes from hamakil to the following of Kimis. When you wake up, you say, Elokai Neshama shenasata bi tahora, Hashem, you gave me the neshama that was pure. Ata yatzar tibi, ata nafach tibi, ata mashamar bekir bi, you created it within me, and you blew it into me, and you protected it within me. But to asid l'lamani l'achzer bi l'asid l'avo, you're going to eventually take my neshama from me and give me back my neshama in the future. Kol ma'ach neshama bekir bi, as long as the neshama is within me, motin l'fanacha Hashem alokai v'alokai avosai, I thank you Hashem, ribon kol l'alamim adon kol neshamos, Hashem who rules the entire world and is the master of all the neshamos, baruch ata Hashem, hamachazir neshamos of garim meisim, Hashem who returns neshamos to everybody. Eventually, in the future. That's a Elokai Neshama. What? I wonder if that relates. Right. Yeah, I think that Shaila relates to what the nature is of Hamapil. Is it a Berchas Hananin, where you're, like, before you eat an apple, you can't talk between the bracha and the apple, so maybe if my bracha is on sleep, I shouldn't talk between my bracha and the sleep. Or if it's a Shevach about Hashem giving sleep to the world. But yeah, but perhaps also, that also, if you want to connect to Elokai Neshama, you can't talk the whole morning. Gemara continues, Berachas HaShachar, which we're also very familiar with. Ki Shama Kol Tana Gola, when you hear the rooster in the morning, Lema Baruch Asher Nasan L'Sachli Bino Lav Chim Yamu Laila, Hashem who gave the rooster the ability to Imachim between day and night. You open up your eyes, you say Pakeh Achivrim. Ki Taretz V'yasev, when you sit up, you say Baruch Lema Baruch Matir Asurim. Ki Lavish, when you get dressed, Lema Baruch Malbish Arumim. Ki Zokef, when you sit up, you say Lema Baruch Zokef Kefufim. Ki Nachis La'ara, when you get down on the ground, you stand up for the first time in the day, you should say Lema Baruch Kaharetz Alamayim. Ki Maski, when you walk, Lema Baruch Ha'amayichim Etz Adigavar, Hashem who supports my feet, so I should, that's what you say when you walk. Ki Sayim Es'an, when you put your shoes on, Lema Baruch Shasali Kol Tzarki. Ki Asa, when you put on your belt, when you put some sort of hat or clothing on top of your head, all the brachos shachar, which the Gemara assumes you're making the brachos as you do them, and of course our minhag is to say all them in one fell swoop in shul in the morning. When you put on tzitzis, lema baruch hashem mitzvotav tzivanu leisate patzitzis, the bracha for when you put on your talis. When you put on tefillin. Adarei, lema baruch hashem gashanu mitzvot v'tzivanu lahaniach tefillin. The bracha for tefillin on your arm, you say lahaniach tefillin, and areishim tefillin on your head, you say hashem gashanu mitzvot v'tzivanu al mitzvot tefillin. You say the bracha of al mitzvot tefillin for your head. There's a very important machlokes between Ashkenazim and Sephardim about what brachos to make on tefillin. Our Gemara seems to say there's two brachos for tefillin. There's a tefillin shel yad bracha and a tefillin shel rosh bracha. That's the opinion of Ravino Tam. That's our Gemara talking about making a bracha for lahaniach tefillin on your shel yad and on your shel rosh you make a bracha of ametzas tefillin. The Rambam paskins that actually you make a lahaniach tefillin and that counts on both your shel yad and your shel rosh. Why is our Gemara talking about a bracha of ametzas tefillin? That's specifically when you are mafsik between the two. If you spoke between your shel yad and your shel rosh, then you would have to say an ametzas tefillin. But our Gemara is talking about a bidyavid case where you spoke by accident. But ideally, you would make one bracha of laniach, and that would count for both. Rabbeinu Tam is bothered by the fact that the Chazal would be metaking a special bracha for when you mess up and you spoke. That seems unusual according to Rabbeinu Tam. So that's machlokas the Sephardim who passed like the Rambam, Ashkenazim who passed like Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam does say, what if an Ashkenazi was mafsik between the two? An Ashkenazi is supposed to do laniach and shal yad and then put a mitzvah tefillin on the shal rosh. What if he speaks between the shal yad and the shal rosh? Then an Ashkenazi is supposed to make both brachos now on their shal rosh. The shal rosh also requires a lehaniach, so if you speak in between, you have to make a new lehaniach tefillin as well as an al mitzvah tefillin. And of course, we say baruch shem kamach sod olam vo'ed after we make our al mitzvah tefillin because we want to cover our bases in case the Sephardim are right. Maybe the Sephardim are right. So we said al mitzvah tefillin inappropriately, and it's a bracha levatala, so we would say baruch shem kamach sod olam vo'ed at the end, so we shouldn't be concerned about any brachos levatala. Ki mashe yadeh, when you wash your hands, lima baruch hashem gashem mitzvot zavet yivanu, Al Natil Sidayan, when you wash your hands. Kimashay Ape, when you wash your face, Lema, Barakama Rechaleshena me Enai, Ustama me Afapai, Hashem, who removed the sleepiness from my eyes, my eyelids, Hiratam Lafanacha, Hashem Alokai, and then the following Hiratam, which we're also familiar with, Shtagilini Basara Sakhar, the Kingdom Mitzvosakhar, should be accustomed to your Torah and Mitzvos, Batvi Yen Lode Chait, Lode Avon, Lode Sayon, Lode Vizayon, I shouldn't do any sins, Chait or Avon, or have any sonos, or any bizonos, the Chofetz Trinal de Heshtabelach, and you should force our Yetzer to serve you, Akarash Barachu, for Achkeni Adam Ra Mechaber. I should stay away from bad people. I should stay close to my Yetzer Tov and to good people. In your world, I should be good in your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the people who see me. Thank you, Hashem, who gives us all tremendous chesed. Last part for today, Chayvon Lavarich Bechule. Our Mishnah had said you make a bracha of Hatov HaMetiv on good things, and you make a Dayana MS on bad things. And the Mishnah had said, just like you make a bracha on good things, you should also make a bracha on bad things. Gemara asks, my Chayv Lavarich Alabra, Keshem Shem Lavarich Alatov. What does it mean you make a bracha on bad things, just like you make the bracha on good things? Ilema Keshem Shem Lavarich Alatov HaTov HaMetiv, Kach Lavarich Alabra HaTov HaMetiv. Does it mean that I should also say HaTov HaMetiv when bad things happen to me? But what do you mean? Well, it's not. It says in our Mishnah that you don't say that. Abasuros tovos omer tovah meitiv. Abasuros raos omer barak dayan ha-emes. It says in our Mishnah explicitly, you say a dayan ha-emes when bad things happen. So what does it mean that you should make a bracha on bad things just like good things? Yes, you're going to say the text of dayan ha-emes, but you should accept it with simcha and realize that everything comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Multiple different sources from the Psukim for this rule. Amar Avacha Mishum Rav Levi Maikra, as it says in the pasuk, Chesed Umishpat Asher Alacha Hashem Azamra Azamra. Im Chesed Ashira Ve'im Mishpat Ashira. That if it's whether it's a Chesed or a Mishpat, I'm going to sing to Hashem and thank Hashem whether it's good or bad. Or Shmuel Merachmin Amar Miacha, a different pasuk. Ba'Hashem Ahalal Davar Ba'Halovim Ahalal Davar Ba'Hashem Ahalal Davar Zomidat Tova Ba'Elokim Ahalal Davar Zomidat Paranos. I thank Hashem whether it's Hashem or Elokim, who is the Dayan who gives me something that is not so nice. Either way, I praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Tanchum Amar Mehacha, a different pasuk, as it says, Kus Shuas Esa, V'Hashem Hashem Ekra, Tzar V'Yagun Nemtza, V'Hashem Hashem Ekra. That I say, V'Hashem Hashem Ekra, whether it's Kus Shuas, that Hashem saved me, or if it's Tzaros, either way, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as guiding my life. V'Rabbanan Amar Mehacha, the final pasuk, Hashem Nasan V'Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Avarach, Hashem gives, Hashem takes. Either way, it's all directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, from the classic story of Rabbi Akiva, which I'm familiar with from like the kids' books when I was younger, that it's the following story. It's always in the Gemara somewhere. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mishmer Rav Meir, Vechintam Rav Mishmer Rav Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? The Olam Yehi Adam Ragil Lomar. You should always say Lomar Kol Da Avid Rav Rachmana the Tav Avid, that everything Hashem does is for the good. And the following story: Kia Rabbi Akiva, the Havaka Azel BeUrcha. Rabbi Akiva was traveling on the road in Matalahai Masa, and he went to a certain town, and he wanted to stay there. Ba'osh Biza, he wanted to sleep there. Lo Yavule. And no one would let him stay in the town, so he had to go into the field and stay there overnight. Amar, it's all good. Everything that Hashem does is for the good. Then what happens? Azal Ubas Bedivra, he stayed in the field. He had three things with him: a tarnagol, a rooster, the chamra, a donkey, the shraga, and a candle with that was lit. Asa Zika, the kavila shraga, and then the wind came and blew out the candle. Asa Shunra, achlela tarnagola, a cat came and ate his rooster. Asa Arye, achlela chamra, and a lion ate his donkey. Wind blew out his candle, cat ate his rooster, a lion ate his donkey. All those things are gone now. And he says, Amar called David Rachman. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Even though now he's alone in the desert, in the field, and it's dark, he's still, everything is for the good. And then Bebelelye, what happened that night? Asa Gaisa. Then an army troop came, and Shavya Lamasa, they captured that town that he wanted to sleep in, he wasn't able to sleep in. They captured that town, which he was saved from. Amalahu, Lav Amilachu, when he told his Talmidim, didn't I tell you? Kalmash Osa Karash Baruchu, Hakol Letova. Everything is for the good. As Rashi explains, if the light was still lit, they would have found him. If his animals were alive, they would have made noise and they would have found him in that way. Everything Hashem did is for the good in the end, and we should all always realize that a kol derech rachmana, letav avid. Yeshakoach.
Thank you.